want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is cowfoot. Like I bet a number of you out there, my father would say when confronted with a plate or glass of something that might have been a bit stronger or stranger than anything my brother and sisters had consumed before, "That'll put hair on your chest." My sisters rightly would look down and then out the window. I'm sure I looked for a way to agree with Dad. And that brings us to cowfoot, which requires me to go less further back in time, but still back some. In 1992, we formed a chapter of what was called the American Institute of Wine and Food. Little did I know at that time what a seminal influence that group would have on my journey to absorb the complexities available to a food lover and a chef coming of age in South Florida. The co-founders of our chapter were Carol Kotkin and Marcia Talianoff. Working with others, we inaugurated what we called the Ethnic Dining Series. We began to set up meals in places many Miamians didn't head off to. Little Haiti was one area we found the food amazingly enticing. The other day, my wife Janet and I went to a place that features lively Jamaican food, or as the menu at the place, Clive's Cafe, puts it, food made with love. And Jamaican food in Little Haiti is just how many communities of immigrants morph. Been up to Queens or Brooklyn as of late? I've wanted to have cowfoot since those long ago days, but somehow it hadn't happened until we found this spot. We have all heard the phrase nose-to-tail cooking. Well, that includes head-to-foot at Clive's. We had a sweet young man serving us. He suggested their homemade ginger beer would be a fine choice to wash down our repast. Folks around us were having whole fish with rice and steamed vegetables, curried goat, and also fried conch. It all tempted me, so I promised myself to come back. But this day was my date with cowfoot. While we waited, I took in the decor. A poster of the Jimmy Cliff movie, The Harder They Come, was on the wall. It went on to advise, "He makes the women and the charts, and he's on top of both." Okay, then. Moving along. If you have enjoyed oxtails, you will find you are on familiar footing. Bada boom. With cow's foot, as Janet said, you've got to pick up those bones and suck out every bit of flavor. Kidney beans, lightly cooked cabbage, and killer mac and cheese were also on the plate. It is the jelly-like meat that sent us over the moon on the dish. The gravy was not gravy to be sneered at, but a deep, soulful amalgam of bones, broth, thyme, and an auntie's love of cookery back in that kitchen. I asked our server for a plate to put the cowfoot bones on. He smiled widely as he saw I enjoyed the Scotch bonnet hot sauce like a person from his family would. As I ate, I realized I had just about reassembled the shape of the original foot. That made me realize the miracle of food in a more complete way. I licked the cowfoot gravy off my fingers and thought, cowfoot just kicked oxtail's ass. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. And then the border.